Thank you, Louisa. Our final presentation of this session is by Dr. Okai. He's going to talk to us about research into liquid hydrogen as a potential future aviation fuel.
Okay, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. First of all, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to make a presentation here this time. Actually, it is quite hard to say anything about the long-term perspective, so this time I put emphasis on the technological potential of the use of liquid hydrogen as aviation fuel. Before starting my presentation, let me briefly mention about the scope of the presentation. This presentation introduces a study on LNG-related aircraft systems being conducted at JAXA in fundamental research and development basis, and introduces expectations to acquire a new sustainable, energy-efficient, and environmentally compatible alternative aviation fuels. This is hydrogen. Hydrogen as aviation fuel. If we think of the hydrogen as aviation fuel in comparison with the current jet fuels, there are numbers of merits and demerits. Merits are as follows. The first one is higher energy content per weight, about 3 times. So we can make the total weight quite lighter. And by nature, this is low carbon dioxide emission fuel. And potentially, this has a potential for lower NOx emission and easily handling fuel as a combustible gas. But on the other hand, there are numbers of demerits. The first one is lower energy content per volume, about 1/4. So the tanks and airframe becomes very big. And hard handling in storage and supply, because for aviation, the fuel should be stored as liquid cryogenic state. And there are several material property difficulties, such as hydrogen embrittleness. And there are several additional concerns. Fuel sustainable supply, this is of great concern. And infrastructure, there will be a need to change some aircraft facilities. And recent topic is some impact of water vapor emission. This is about 2 times on atmosphere. There are several ambiguities on this topic. About the feasibility of the aircraft, hydrogen fuel aircraft, there are numbers of feasibility studies. Recent feasibility studies are some is from NASA, some is from Boeing, and one there is a big feasibility study called Cryoplane under the EU framework. And those studies and our study show liquid hydrogen fueled subsonic transport aircraft is realistic. Whereas there are still some ambiguities such as fuel storage and fuel supply systems still exist. But I would like to point out the fact that a small aircraft from takeoff to landing and cruising phase with medium-sized aircraft were already demonstrated by the year of 1988. And furthermore, I'd like to point out that a fuel cell-powered small aircraft with hydrogen fuel has already been demonstrated recently. Therefore, we see now the realization of large-scale and long-time duration aircraft that is that still remains a challenge. And also I'd like to point out some merits of introduction of liquid hydrogen to aviation in social and historical point of view. I believe that the aviation industry is ideal to demonstrate a hydrogen fuel transport society because this has experts in restricted areas at airports to supply and manage aviation fuels. And aerospace industry is close to hydrogen. First demonstrated turbojet engine used for propulsion was gaseous hydrogen fueled, because gaseous hydrogen is easy to handle. And efforts on development of the proposed aircraft engine, model 304 hydrogen fueled engine, were redirected to the development of the rocket engine. With it, we can utilize tremendous experiences on hydrogen-related technologies for rocket propulsion. So in summary on challenges, major challenges for rocket fueled subsonic transport are as follows. I think there are three. The one is fuel supply management. The second one is tank structure. The third one is evaluation of effect of water vapor emission on environment. Of course, the sustainable supply of the fuel is a precondition. So here at this moment, I'd like to introduce the three examples of our investigation on the related hydrogen fueled technologies. The first one is our fabrication study about liquid hydrogen fueled turbojet engine. The second one is a preliminary study of the potential liquid fueled wind body supersonic transport. The last one is a potential about hybrid air engines. First one is about our fabrication study of turbojet engine. Our primary purpose of the scaled engine under development is to utilize for hypersonic engine. So as the figure shows actual photograph of the scaled engine, the length is about 2.6 meters. And incoming air is high temperature for high-speed flight. So to enlarge the Mach number capability of the turbojet engine, we introduce a liquid hydrogen heat pre-cooler to cool down the incoming air. So this model engine is operable from sea level static to Mach 5 in-flight condition. And I would not talk in detail about the hypersonic engine. One point I'd like to say is that in this fabrication study, every important component on the technologies to be used for the subsonic hydrogen aircraft is included. So through these experiences, the experiences obtained in these studies are also, we think, are also applicable to subsonic air transport. And through these studies, we found that it is quite hard to handle the liquid hydrogen fuel because in some situations, we encountered a two-phase flow phenomena of gaseous and liquid phase. So our investigation includes fuel handling techniques such as fabrication study of cryogenic multi-phase flow control and visualization of the flow. Here, let me show a movie on our ground firing test of the whole package. One point I'd like to mention is that everything, control system and liquid fuel tank and engine is one package, and this is not connected to any of the ground facility. So this kind of study would be beneficial also for future subsonic transport. The case two is the, our preliminary conceptual study of the on the potential of the blended wind body configuration supersonic transport. One demerit of the liquid hydrogen as the fuel is a large tank. But so this demerit would become one merit for supersonic transport. So one big issue on this supersonic transport is the need to decrease the effect of sonic boom, which is shockwave-induced noise. The left-hand side, the figure shows the relation between the sonic boom intensity and our control parameter. Control parameter is a weight divided by square root of length. So intrinsically, so liquid hydrogen fueled aircraft decreases this control factor. So with proper design, we can have a quite quiescent supersonic transport with liquid hydrogen as a fuel. The last one is hybrid aero engines. I pointed out that there are several demonstrated flights of fuel cell propulsion system with quite small, this is only for the quite small scale one. This is because the present fuel cell system power density is quite low, and rated motors and other electric system is quite heavy for making a larger scale. So we think that key technological challenges for this kind of electrical propulsion is reducing weight. And here I'd like to mention one thing, and aspects of more electric flight aircraft will be a key technological future aircraft, key technologies of future aircraft. And this hybrid engine technology should be considered as one aspect of more electric aircraft. In this background, we recently introduced a new motor concept. Potentially, we can make a large size and lightweight electric motor to be used for the electric propulsion. And electric farm, we can have this electric farm may potentially release the present limitation of the present top farm engines bypass ratio because of the independent rotation speed from turbine and it's the motor's potential lightweight. And this basic mechanism is already verified experimentally, and we are now conducting some systems studies on this field. In summarize, the hydrogen has long been a new promising alternative fuel. Recent activities for Hydrogen Society is a good background to accelerate the development of hydrogen fueled aircraft. Research on hydrogen fueled aircraft has been conducted quite a long time, and we need to add some new aspects on the research field regarding the most recent social needs. Systems verification approach such as the case one I saw in this presentation would be promising because storage and the hardening of the fuel are of great issue. Hydrogen fueled aviation would become a good demonstration for introduction to Hydrogen Society because handling of aviation fuel is done by trained persons and in research areas. Finally, introduction of the hydrogen as aviation fuel would further encourage the development of fuel cell powered aircraft. Fuel cell or hybrid propulsion should be considered as an activity among the ones for more electric aircraft. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you very much for your kind attention.